Welcome to another episode of Block Talk. I'm Chris, and today I'm going to walk you through a scenario of using our Logic App connectors, our Ethereum Logic App connectors, and using those to interact with a SQL Server database. Now, in previous episodes of Block Talk, we showed examples of how you want to connect, or how you could connect to a Postgres and a MySQL database using Logic App connectors. And in those previous episodes, we talked about the pattern where I have existing backend systems that either need to be updated and keep track of contract information, or in this example today, we're actually going to show how to use a backend system, a SQL Server database, to create a contract. And then when that contract is created, we're going to go ahead and close the loop and write some of that contract information right back into our SQL database. So let's go ahead and look at the Logic App flow to talk a little bit more about how that works. So here you see I'm using a Logic App to monitor a SQL database. Now here I'm just monitoring a table, but anytime that table gets a row added, that triggers my Ethereum Logic App connector to deploy a smart contract. That smart contract is deployed using the information from the SQL database. So it's using things like a contract number, sort of a reference number, the participants in the contract. It'll deploy that contract. And when that contract information comes back, once it's deployed on the ledger, I'm going to write the location of that contract. So the contract address, I'm going to write that back into the database so that my database has this running record of what's going on and where everything is on the ledger. Let's take a look at the database real quick. Let's see what's in there now. So if I just run this simple query, you see there's nothing in my database. So let's go ahead and add something to my database. Let's go ahead and add a number of things. Let's add into my table contract records three pieces of information. And now you can envision this comes from a backend system, something like an ERP, an MRP, Dynamics, some sort of system like that. And I'm only going to add three things to my table. I'm going to add a contract ID. Again, this is just a reference ID for the backend. I'm going to add the participants, supply chain owner, supply chain observer. And that's it. When I execute this query, though, what's going to happen in the background is this process is going to kick off, right? This Logic App will see that I've added a table. This Logic App will deploy the address. And then I'm going to go right back and update that table with my contract information. Let's go ahead and do that. Let's hit run. I've added this piece to the database. I've added these three pieces of information. And in the background, those Logic Apps are doing their work. Now, if I look now at if I go ahead and look at my database, you see here, I added those first three pieces of information, right? Contract ID, supply chain owner, supply chain observer. But now my Logic App has gone in the background and added contract address. This comes from the ledger. This comes directly from the ledger. So now I have the full circle. I have from the beginning of a contract being added, or a entry being added into SQL, contract being created, and then the record of where that contract is being pushed right back into SQL. So these backend systems now have full visibility of what's going on my ledger. And that was it. Thanks for joining me. Go ahead and subscribe, or please follow us at MSFT Blockchain on Twitter. Thank you.